Yes, we live the Quran. What a high responsibility, you know. So it's every Ramadan we have that responsibility for some of us, or an aspiration for some, to read the entire Quran, and which is really an uphill march. It's not easy to actually read the entire Quran, but it's doable, feasible. And but in our lives, we have that responsibility and aspiration to be the living Quran. If all the trees were pens and the ocean ink, never would the words of Allah be exhausted. So we are the pens, you know, and the divine sap or the love or inspiration or the life that Allah gives us is the ink. And every breath of our life we are writing, we are the pens that write our story, our life. That's our Quran. And at the end, on the day of the great gathering and great awakening, we will present our Quran to Allah. So let's not complain about the Quran and say, oh, it's so terrible, I can't read it, it has so much hellfire. Let's just worry about our own Quran, that doesn't have the fire in it. That has to have the light and the love, you know. We should never forget that. One of the, you know, the things that we battle against as dervishes, as anyone seriously on a path, is torpor and, you know, sleepiness. Yeah. Unconsciousness, heedlessness, heaviness. We all know that. It's part of a human condition. We're, after all, made of earth and water. And so earth has a heaviness and a solidity to it. And so we, you know, part of our responsibility as dervishes is to keep inspiring ourselves and drink from sources of inspiration and refrain from drinking from sources that depress us or distort us, you know, disturb the clarity and perfection of our heart. So, it doesn't mean we lock ourselves away in a tower at all, but, you know, we can, but at times it's good. In the Ramadan is, in a sense, one of those towers. But inwardly, too, that's the remembrance, that's part of the constant remembrance and constant gratitude. Because you realize, and this is a very, very important realization, that when we're in a kind of slightly down state or a problem state, if you just turn, it takes a very little turn, particularly for those who've had some practice on the path, just be grateful. Just be grateful. You don't have to be necessarily grateful for what's there, but you can. Just turn your heart to gratitude, alhamdulillah. It's amazing, the power of that gratitude to dispel, you know, states of heaviness, negativity, forgetfulness. And that is why it's said that gratitude is zikrullah. So immediately Allah is remembered. Good. So already we're tuning to Allah. Good. So let's just still our minds and allow our hearts to open and our cells to open and deeply relax. Ooh.